In the early spring, around 1 million beef cattle are born onto frosty earth in the Northwest. Now they need to be branded. In a pandemic. Correspondent Anna King explains it normally takes a large crew working close together.
Brandings are most always dusty group affairs. Ropers work their horses into a hot lather, helping their riders chase and rope the springy young calves. Nervous mother cows bawl to try and find their babes. A smoky fire heats the irons. Children clad in Carhartt and cowboy hats watch from near the pickups. But COVID has made all of this a lot more complicated.
We're absolutely concerned about it.
John O'Keefe and his wife Jane run hundreds of Angus and Hereford cattle in eastern Oregon, just a few miles north of the Nevada border. Brandings end with a big group meal and a time for far-flung neighbors to socialize. Some operations have stopped that, and they sure don't want to get each other sick, O'Keefe says.
If you have an emergency, your second call is to 911, your first call is to your neighbor, because they're probably 10 or 15 minutes away, and 911's probably a couple hours away.
O'Keefe says he's inviting smaller crews to Brandon's place since the global pandemic hit. But it's hard because several people are needed to group around a rope calf to brand, vaccinate, castrate, and ear tag it quickly. It's harder on the calf to do the process more slowly when people are social distancing. Waiting out the pandemic isn't an option. The calves will get too big to handle, and the cattle could get mixed up without brands on the open range. O'Keefe's next branding is the start of May. I'm Anna King.